Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 11, 2021. The Hague International Criminal Court in against Israel. In the news, Associated Press, the International Criminal Court said Friday that its jurisdiction extends to territories occupied by Israel in the 1967 Mideast War, potentially clearing the way for its chief prosecutor to open a war crimes probe into Israeli military actions. The ICC's chief prosecutor, Fatah Ben Sauda, said in 2019 that there was a reasonable basis to open a war crimes probe into Israeli military actions in the Gaza Strip as well as Israeli settlement activity in the occupied West Bank. Comment: this is happening while thousands of people are being killed in Syria and nobody knows what is happening in Lebanon. Look at what is going on in the world. My response: it is the one thing that people least understand, but what should be clear is that when it comes to demands, Jews are naturally held to a higher order of magnitude than everyone else, a higher spiritual standard. This is because based on their internality, their internal preparation, the Jews must behave in such a way that all this in the world does not happen at all. But if it does happen, who is to blame? The Jews. There is no doubt about it. If something bad happens in the world, it is the Jews who are to blame. And we need to agree with this. Question: is this your statement? Answer: this is my statement, because otherwise there is no answer for who we are. Eventually we need to explain who we are to ourselves by ourselves. Why do we constantly try to say that we are like others while others say, no, you are not like everyone else? They tell us that they have a special demand from us, that we have a certain method of correction for humanity, but we don't show it to anyone. We don't implement it on ourselves, and eventually all the problems and all the suffering that humanity undergoes are actually your fault. It isn't just our fault, but it is the result of our disrespect to everything that happens around us. We need to appreciate and understand our powers, our role, our capabilities, and the dependence of all of humanity on us. As a person who studies the general state of nature, providence, nature's plan, and everything that the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about, the original internal methodology of the Jewish people and humanity as a whole, I would say that basically I agree with this approach. There is nowhere we can escape to. It is the law of nature. It is therefore pointless to resist it. The Hague International Criminal Court. There will be a thousand other different courts and the consequences of their decisions will all be bleak for us. Question: are there only enemies around us, and we need to defend ourselves? Answer: we need to behave so that there will be only friends around us. Comment: that would probably be preferable. My response: not that it would be preferable, but that we must. Comment: but in the meantime. My response: there is no meantime. We must begin to understand how nature is built, how the plan is built, how all of humanity is moving, how it is managed by one unique law, and what we have to do about it. We have the ability to influence everything. Question: does this mean that we are expected to start now? Answer: of course. We should have started thousands of years ago. Question: and then this global mess would not have happened? Answer: yes. What is the purpose of all the suffering? Comment: I know your answer. My response: there is nowhere we can escape from it. But I see how in response to what I write and try to explain everywhere I go, people brush me off. The Jews brush it off. We simply need to agree with the law of nature that has been right before our eyes for ages, which Kabbalists write about and not only Kabbalists. There are no compromises in the laws of nature. We need to understand that we either operate as we should according to nature, or nature operates on us. Question: what should we do so that everyone will be our friends? Answer: we need to connect between us. By doing so we will not need to depend on anyone. No one needs to help us do so. We only need to establish the right connection between us. To come together all of us, to establish a normal state, that no one will want to run away from, to feel as a nation, to ascend above the divide and then everything will be fine. Question: in the world? Answer: both for us, and in the world. Question: are you speaking about this small point called Israel? Answer: of course, only about that. We don't need to worry about anything else in the world. Everything in the world will happen as a result of what happens in this point, and it will also be so in the Hague International Criminal Court. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 23, 2019. The Magical Mechanism of the Book of Zohar. Question: what happens with us when we read texts from the Book of Zohar? Answer: by reading the Book of Zohar, we directly or indirectly attract the upper light upon ourselves if that is what we desire. The Book of Zohar is a mechanism that is triggered by our desire while reading the book. There are mechanisms that we start mechanically by pressing a button. There are mechanisms that are started by a voice, a glance, or a thought. And there are those that can be ignited by desire. We evoke spiritual forces precisely by our desires if our desires are aimed at them. But at the same time, I must be in front of the corresponding mechanism. The Book of Zohar is the system, the mechanism that is in front of me. But I activate it not with a glance, not with my finger moving along the lines, and not by reading aloud in any language, but by my desire that does not have a language, the desire to receive the light from this book, the force that changes me, improves, and brings me to the state of connection, unity with the entire universe, with all nature. If I have it, then to the extent of this desire, I evoke upon myself the influence of the upper force. This is how it happens. Question: and if I do not have this desire, and I open this ancient book thinking that some secrets will be revealed to me that I will be able to use, say, as an actor? Answer: it does not matter. Very good. In any case, you already have some connection with this book. You understand that it has something. You don't know what, but everyone says that there is something so interesting, mysterious, some secrets, tricks, sorcery, magic. It is enough. Have a desire to get something from it. From CAB TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 4. When unity leads to chauvinism. Question: what is the principle of brotherhood? Answer: compliance with this principle provides us with the most comfortable state. If we think about each other, support each other, and everyone cares about each other, then none of us can feel bad. Comment: it is said that excessive unity leads to racism, chauvinism, fundamentalism, and religious fanaticism. My response: no. This happens if I take a group of people and start treating them with increased care because we have a certain goal directed against others. Against others. We begin to feel like special individuals. It's an egoistic feeling that gives us strength. And here, of course, we go beyond the scope. But this is no longer simple egoism, but chauvinism. Question: so it is not contrary to our egoistic nature to unite against someone? Answer: yes. In that case, I just need partners. I find them, we take care of each other, we are a strong, close-knit team, and we just overpower everyone else. Question: maybe we can come up with something so that all earthlings will rally against someone, for example, against aliens? As if we are in some kind of danger. And then all the earthlings would be united. Answer: every country comes up with some kind of opponent. And this really unites the people. This is used by politicians. Why are all developed countries often at opposition? This helps them to be united, mobilizes people, resources, and shows additional strength in the masses. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, May 13, 2019. the special influence of the Creator. The advantage of the land, Baal-ha-Sulam, thus, when one suffers, he becomes far from the Creator since he naturally becomes hateful of he who imparts him torments. In such a case a person is called a sinner. He cannot justify the Creator with regard to what he feels in the world, and to this extent the Creator is concealed from him. If we feel bad, we do not feel that this bad feeling stems from the Creator. It is the special intention of his bestowal unto us. If the feeling is good, we feel that it stems from the Creator, but if the feeling is bad, if we have not prepared ourselves to feel negative impacts as positive, we do not feel that they stem from the Creator and instead feel them as torments. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 22, 2019. A life devoid of real pleasure. Question: if we speak about the awareness of the evil of the egoistic nature of man, do we proceed from the postulate that our nature is evil? Evil relates to some kind of standard. The standard is the Creator or the upper force, the property of which is bestowal. We, as a creature, are the opposite of this force, so our nature is evil in relation to it. Can you say that? Answer: usually, this is not how we arrive at it. In principle, we do not consider our nature to be either evil or good. We just see that throughout life, from generation to generation, people waste their time. They try to fill themselves with some small pleasures. But neither we nor our children nor our grandchildren have real pleasure from life. Life is short. Moreover, it is flawed, unhappy, and empty. Therefore, an empty, short life is not of any kind of value. From generation to generation, it begins to be felt by us, more and more not as a gift, but as a misfortune, like something pressing on us, some kind of evil fate that has imposed this existence on us. No wonder it is said that the happy are those who were not born compared to those who were born. But all this comes from the fact that we do not see the world as we actually could arrange it. Based on that, various theories appear that tell us what to do with ourselves and with our lives. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 13, 2019. The essence of human nature. Question: people have been fighting for freedom all their lives. The Declaration of Human Rights says, in the exercise of his rights and freedoms, everyone shall be subject only to such limitations as are determined by law solely for the purpose of securing due recognition and respect for the rights and freedoms of others and of meeting the just requirements of morality, public order and the general welfare in a democratic society. Do you agree with this saying? Answer: to the extent that it does not go beyond nature. The problem is that people proclaim the slogan freedom, equality, fraternity based on what they understand according to the upbringing they have received, what is in front of them in life. And Kabbalah talks about the laws of nature. This is much broader and may sound different. From the point of view of nature, a person cannot be free because he is in his egoism. How do we get out of it? That's the problem. I am by nature like this. He is different, kind, angry, nervous, envious, etc. We have a lot of all kinds of bad and good qualities. What should we do? Question: in general, this is a philosophical question. Is the nature of man evil or good? Answer: it is absolutely angry, because I only think about my own benefit. Maybe I do not wish the other person harm, but if it is good for me, then I will hurt him. There is such a gray area here. From the point of view of Kabbalah, a person who exists in this world is evil. So it is said in the Torah that human nature is an egoistic desire to enjoy at anyone's expense. This is how we were created. If an animal's food, health, and reproduction are limited by their instinct, then a person wants to swallow the whole world. Therefore, we have no freedom of action. We are ruled by an evil inclination. Whether you want to or not, You will use others, because you were born that way. To this, of course, we add education, restrictive laws, the opinion of society, but, in general, the person himself is evil. The Torah says, the evil inclination of a person comes from his essence. Even before he is born, there is already evil in him. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 29, 2019. Is there equality in nature? Question: is there such a thing as equality in nature? Answer: there is no equality in nature and there cannot be. If so, it would be completely leveled. On the contrary, there must be diversity in nature, meaning dissimilarity, inequality, and all sorts of contradictions between objects and phenomena. That is what gives the richness of all the colors and properties that are in nature. Otherwise, there would have been nothing. If one were identical to the other, how would they connect with each other, complement each other? Question: so, equality is not identical to equalization, as was tried in some countries? Answer: no. That's why it didn't work out. Moreover, equality itself is extremely contrary to human nature. For some reason we all want to be equal, but we don't understand it. If everyone were absolutely identical in something or in everything, then it would not be life. We would not be able to exchange, receive, and give to each other. We could not develop. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 29, 2019.